News from Borough. Immigrant drowned himself in protest to the Home Office. A Nigerian immigrant drowned himself in the Thames in protest at the way he was being treated by the Home Office, an inquest heard. Tulu Kolande, 29, was seen by shocked tourists as he dropped backwards into the freezing water at London Bridge in the middle of the afternoon. Witnesses who raised the alarm said Tulu, who could not swim, had quickly disappeared below the surface. His lifeless body was found hours later on the south bank of the river when the tide had gone out. Amanda Kalude, 47, his British wife of less than a year, said that 2 months earlier Tulu had suggested he was considering killing himself to prove a point. One night he sat up in bed and said to me, "What if I kill myself to prove a point?" I just said to him, "You're scaring me, you're just a number to these people, and they won't care." I never mentioned it again. Speaking after an inquest into his death, Amanda said, "It's been difficult, I've had counselling. I miss him every day, nothing is going to bring him back. I loved him so much. Before he threw himself into the river on April 25th last year, Tulu had been at an appointment in Beckett House, St Thomas's Street, where he was required to sign on every month while his visa was reviewed." Holding back tears, she gave evidence at Inner London Coroner's Court last Thursday. Amanda said, "I just feel upset about the Home Office and the way they treated my husband." The court heard he had travelled to the UK on a 2-year student visa, but unknown to him, when the college he was studying at closed down, his visa also expired. After that, the Home Office classed him as an overstayer, Amanda said. "If it hadn't been for them, my husband wouldn't have done what he did," she added. "He wanted to prove a point because they were upsetting him so much." Before Tulu entered the water, he removed his cap, his mobile phone and some paperwork from the Immigration Service. Even before Tulu's body was found, police officers visited Beckett House, where staff said there had been no change in his immigration status, which might have prompted his decision to take his own life, the court heard. Coroner Laura Tagliavini said, "I don't think it was an accident. He must have known what the likely outcome of his actions might have been." PC Ben Davis told the court the stretch of water next to London Bridge House was particularly dangerous. "The Thames has a particularly strong undercurrent," he said. "It's common knowledge that if someone jumps into the Thames near London Bridge, unless they're rescued very quickly, by the time they get to Tower Bridge, they've normally passed away." The coroner recorded a conclusion of suicide. A spokesperson for the Home Office declined to comment.